the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Another Guinness record has been set. This one is for the greatest height differential.
Like with a couple.
Between.
Yes, between. Oh. And they specifically said between a male-female couple.
Do they have to be married?
I guess. Yeah, otherwise.
You'd think otherwise it would just be, yeah, you could just set that record by going, let's meet up.
I think I saw he is 3'7", she is 5'5".
Oh, wow. 3'7".
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
When I was growing up, it was one of those, would I ever get married? Because who would want to marry a dwarf or, you know, fall in love with somebody like myself?
That's not married.
That's really depressing.
Got an advantage.
He has an advantage.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like,
what's the advantage?
He's incredibly short in comparison to, like, what as someone who is not a dwarf. So I thought it meant, like, somebody. Like, I just thought it meant that people who. Like,
it's okay. You can say it.
Who aren't a dwarf.
Would go after him?
No, that's what.
Like the world's smallest non-dwarf.
This seems obvious. Yes.
Yes.
This seems obvious that somebody who is a dwarf would win this because.
Well, and how.
Oh, you're talking about the contest. I thought you were talking about whether or not they'd get married. I thought you were saying he has an advantage because he's a dwarf. And I'm like, I don't think you understand, like, human nature. That's why I was confused. No. Yes. It's going to be easier.
Like, of course it's going
to be. Like, it'd be a lot harder for, like, someone who's 5'10 to win this contest.
Whoever married him did this on purpose.
But thanks for your unique commentary on math.
You know? I know it's not unique. I'm just saying I didn't expect a dwarf to come out and say, yeah, I'm a dwarf. Okay, well, obviously,
I thought,
you're going to win this
I thought you were trying
record.
To, Joe, I thought she was trying to delicately reveal that she had a dwarf fetish. I mean, like, of course, yeah. Who doesn't want to bang a dwarf? I thought that's what you were saying.
If you could hook up with this guy, then you'd be the winner.
Yeah.
I thought she was just dancing around the word normal
for
about the last 10 minutes.
Anyway, back to this guy who thought he'd never get married
because
of people like Kelly.
No.
Yeah, because of his accent.
I just think he's got a really unfair advantage.
Oh, that's what everybody's telling him his whole life.
If you're going to have a height disparity, it does help if one of you is really short.
Hey, Sprout, tired of you catching all the breaks.
Now, how tall did it say the lady was?
5'10", I think.
5'5".
Or 5'5".
Like, that doesn't seem.
I got to
imagine that there's a couple with a bigger height difference than that. That's less than 2 feet.
I guess there's not.
Not yet. Wouldn't you think that there'd be some, like, 4'10" that's dating an NBA star or something?
Yeah, but they don't
like
get married. They're just one of many babies.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they
just. I was going to say, remember.
Plus,
that.
It's hard to count them with all their cracked ribs from the inside.
But what about, like, Scottie Pippen? Isn't he, like, 8 feet tall? And Larsa's, like, she's, like, 5'1".
Yeah, those are both accurate measurements.
8 feet tall and 5'1".
I have no idea.
That would be a much bigger discrepancy.
Doesn't he have an advantage because he's tall?
He's like 3'13".
Yeah. What record was this again? Oh, it checks out.
Oh, my usual type would be a tall guy. I don't think
well, she's rubbing that ring. Yeah, seriously.
I don't think there's someone out there for everyone. Perhaps not who you would imagine. Our love story has taught us and taught others that you can't judge a book by its cover. And just to love the person no matter who they are, really.
I didn't even catch what she said in that last little bit.
No, I don't know.
Went,
it was just
she went
a little
pikey.
A little too cockney for my liking.
Trying to keep Kelly from size shaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Focus of this. Put that in your notes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I'm convinced that she's only with him for this world record.
for the glory of a Guinness record.
This is why the heights should be kept separate, y'all. It's like the old days.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
You keep your 5 footers with 5 footers. Stay with their own kind.
No, the moment she found the loophole and like okay, I'm going to marry a dwarf and I'm going to set a world record.
I get to be on TV. Oh.
They're going to put me in a book.
I've heard about books before.
Yeah. I can't read yet, but it'll be cool.
Oh boy.
Okay, I got to stop talking about dwarfs.
Yeah, they were already in a book. They got to chase a ring.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Snow White.
And they were already.
See?
Yeah, there were seven of
them. They've got cool stories.
How dare you?
Yeah, I bet that height difference was bigger.
Yeah.
Snow White.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, yeah, all seven of them.
Seven of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Each one of them was like a foot tall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were.
And a foot long.
Joe got really creepy. Yeah, they were. Foot tall, my favorite. And then there's the size of a small child.
Speaking of
really,
creepy,
really small.
Steve, will you show us this trailer? Mm-hmm. There's a new Netflix show. The trailer dropped yesterday, and I don't know if I can't remember a trailer for a stupid reality show going as bonkers as this.
I can't wait for this.
What in the hell am I seeing?
I cannot
right now
wait for
in a still image.
It is called Sexy Beasts, the new reality dating show on Netflix, coming July 29th.
They took The Masked Singer and made it into a lovemaking show.
Something a little more stupid.
So you've got, in the opening sequence here, it's two adults sitting at a table that's set romantically with glasses of wine, and they're dressed like normal adults, except that their heads.
Yeah.
One is a panda, and one is, is it supposed to be like a bear or a lion? I don't even know what the hell that is.
One of those rare horned bears.
Oh, a bison. I thought that was a cap.
I don't know, man.
He's wearing a jerky cap. A
total nightmare scenario.
A bear or a lion with horns that point forward.
Yeah, I didn't know they were horns. I just said I thought it was a hat.
Go on a zoo class while we're on vacation.
A zoo class.
A zoo class. Okay, I'll take my zoo class.
They have classes.
Yeah. For zoo.
Oh, man.
I want to get married. I want to have babies. Before
and
26.
The mouse moved, by the way. And the eyes blinked.
Wow, I want to drown you in a bathtub.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
Seriously.
Oh, boy.
Like, what do I have to roll to defeat these two?
I did not expect the mouth to move. Holy crap.
Yeah.
I want to get married. I want to have babies. Before I'm like 26, do you have health insurance?
You mean kittens.
Welcome to the strangest blind date ever.
Hey, how you doing? Damn. How are you doing?
Could you fall in love with someone based on personality alone?
No.
What is your ideal woman?
Personality for me is everything.
First personality second.
You're the best looking devil I've ever seen.
This is really weird right now.
Okay, so the beaver they just showed really got the short end of the stick.
Yeah, it's hard to talk.
The beaver always gets.
Beavers deserve long ends of the stick.
At least make it a thick stick.
The stick is what I said.
Nice beaver.
Joe, you do it. Still perfect.
Count this as a weird experience for you.
Yeah.
So I like your fin.
So what if I pick you and I'm not what you expect underneath?
This is stupid because it's a TV show. So yeah, you're supposed to pick based on personality, but they show quick glimpses of these people without their makeup, and they all are very attractive.
Of course, there's going to be one bow wow in there.
They all have great bodies.
Not even on purpose.
Yeah. A wolf book or what was the other?
No, they've got to have. They've.
You got to have a couple real mingers on
you
here.
You have to.
Like where they take the makeup off and you realize it's worse.
Why is one a cute panda and this guy's Mars Attacks with a fire attack?
Yeah, the special effects department went bonkers.
Oh.
Oh, my God!
I've kissed this girl and I don't know what she looks like.
Okay.
No.
Okay,
you're going to shoot them all?
Oh my God! They're going to shoot each other
through the woods with shotguns.
Oh. This is like a weird horror movie.
It's the Island of Dr. Moreau.
It is.
I'm literally just like in love with the moment.
Pull.
Oh, flip it. Time has come.
This is going to be really tough.
Let's see if you're attractive or really attractive.
Yeah.
So
and it's like a limit date too, though. Like they get to pick which freak they're gonna hang out with. Dina Hask.
Oh my God!
Why did they have to give her a blowhole? I'm looking at a woman.
That is weird.
Her eyes look crossed. I assume they're not, but she's a dolphin, and it's all just head, but she's got a fin coming off of the top and a blowhole right on her forehead.
Really weird.
I want to see someone put something in it so bad.
I've made my decision.
My sexy beast is.
Oh my God, this is so.
I think I'm
there's interest.
I'm watching 100%
for sure.
Just
I'm
for
definitely.
There's
watch
interspecies
this.
Relationships happening on my grounds. I won't stand for it.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
This is wrong to say, but I want those people to be bullied a lot.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I want to see them having sex.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.